Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Right now, we are doing a thing called That's the Sound. What's the story?
So I want two chunks of garlic before I go f***. Mental.
Now, I'm not condoning the behaviour that you're about to hear whatsoever, but in a small little way, it is quite understandable. A man really wanted garlic sauce, but instead he got what?
Sweet garlic and you gave me four burger sauce.
Four burger sauce instead of four garlic sauce?
This is the insane moment where a man threatened to kill a chicken shop worker just because they messed his order up. Specifically, not giving him enough garlic sauce in his takeaway. Marwan Kadir pulled a fake gun on the chicken shop worker after he took his order home and realised the order was wrong and came back to threaten him.
He really wanted the garlic sauce. So this happened in England on Christmas Eve, just this year gone by. And it was 9 o'clock, maybe he was very stressed. He came home, and what's mad is that you never see this from An Garda Síochána, but you see it a lot in US and UK police forces. They will give us every angle, every little bit of footage they have, and they will stitch it together, and you can watch the whole lot unfold on YouTube or X or Instagram, wherever. Take your pick. And they actually had the footage of him from in the shop. He ordered, he went home. They took his Ring camera from within his own house, showed how disgusted he was when he got home that he got burger sauce over garlic sauce. And then they showed us the CCTV footage of him walking back to the London chicken shop and then trying to hop the counter. And then he pulled a fake gun. But the UK police, nor any police force, goes easy on you just because it is a fake gun. And he's been thrown in jail for a couple of years all over garlic sauce. They actually kicked down his door on the 2nd of January. Armed officers took him away and the trial was there yesterday, and away to jail he goes, all over garlic sauce. Now, it's despicable, disgraceful behaviour, but you know yourself, if you've ever got a takeaway or a delivery to the house and you ordered garlic sauce and you got something that wasn't garlic sauce, it can be quite infuriating. But you'd never pull a fake gun, would you? Gary?
To be fair, Dave, garlic sauce is hard to get. Good garlic sauce is hard to get in the UK.
I thought it'd be easier than here.
Our youngest moved to Glasgow a couple of years ago, him and his wife. And we sent him over a certain garlic sauce that's available in supermarkets here from a fast food chain.
You're treating us like the BBC. I'm taking it, it's the Eddie Rockets one.
He goes mad if he hasn't got that garlic sauce. We have to send him over tubes of it every so often.
And here was me thinking it was only the potatoes and the tea bags and the chocolate that was being sent abroad. But garlic sauce going as far as Scotland. Very passionate people about garlic sauce in our inbox, including yourself.
Sorry, guys, but I just have to say there is a big difference in garlic mayonnaise and garlic sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The abracadabra garlic sauce is unreal. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.